Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. When Vidura was invited by his elder brother, Dhritarashtra, for consultation, he entered the house and gave instructions which were exactly to the point. His advice is well known and instructions by Vidura are approved by expert ministers of state. Political suggestions by Vidura are known as expert, just as in modern times, Pandit Chanakya is considered the authority in good counsel and both good counsels in both political and moral instructions. Here, yadopahuto bhavanam pravishto mantraya prishtah kilapurvajena athahatan mantra disham variyan yan mantrino vaidurikam vadanti. This beginning of third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. almost towards the end of second canto and final chapter, 10th chapter, Parikshit Maharaj inquired something about creation related to Krishna, how Krishna created this cosmic manifestation, and also many other questions. The Sukdeva Goswami informed Parikshit Maharaj, yes, now you are asking the question, the similar question, almost the same question was asked by Vidurji. Vidura asked the question to Maitreya Rishi. This he gave information. Sukdeva Goswami gave information. And then Parikshit Maharaj became very much inquisitive and he wanted to know about the very celebrated conversation which took place between Vidura and Maitreya Rishi. The subject matter of this. Okay. Let us try this one. Then Sukadeva Goswami described this subject matter. Vidura asked that same question to Maitreya Rishi. And the question was, Parikshit Maharaj was asked, Kutaha Chatur Bhagavata Maitreya Asa Sangama Kadava Sahasam Badam Etat Varnayana Prabhu. Parikshit Maharaj asked that, where? You are talking about the place, which place this conversation took place? Kutra, which place and kada, when, what? You are asking about the time the conversation took place and same time you asked the place where the conversation took place. Where and when the celebrated conversation took place between Vidura and Maitreya Rishi. And same time also under what circumstances, on what condition, what was the environment that this conversation took place? And then Parikshit Maharaj also asked that the subject matter as well. What was the topic of that conversation? So, celebrated question was about the celebrated question place where it took place and when, what time, and in what circumstances, in what environment, in which condition this conversation took place. And then, also Parikshit Maharaj was inquiring about sublime position of Maitre Rishi and Vidurji. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami has described the position, glorious situation, glorious position of Maitreya Rishi. In Srimad Bhagavatam, he described the Maitreya Agadhabodham, Maitreyam Ashinam Agadhabodham. Conversation to Vidur was a listener, audience, and Maitreya was a speaker. So here, Srimad Bhagavatam describes the sublime quality or qualification of a speaker. A speaker was Maitreya Rishi, and about Maitreya Rishi, Bhagavatam dis Agadha Bodham. Bodh means knowledge, wisdom. The length, breadth, and depth of the knowledge we can't measure. Agadha bodham, we could not the length, breadth, and depth of knowledge, wisdom of Maitreya Rishi can't be measured. Agadha bodham, highly in learned personality. And also description of Maitreya Rishi for your information. When Krishna was imparting his final instruction to Uddhav Rishi, Uddhav Ji, in Prabhas Kshetra, when Krishna was about to wind up his earthly pastime and he was about to enter Goloka, spiritual planet, at that time, two persons were seated face to face. One was Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. He was imparting his final, most confidential knowledge to Uddhavji. And at that time, by great fortune, Maitreya Rishi came. Maitreya Rishi was not aware that Krishna was imparting knowledge to Uddhavji, but by the great fortune, by the chance, Maitreya Rishi came there, and Krishna welcomed him, and also now Krishna was a speaker and the two listener, Maitreya Rishi of Uddhav and Maitreya Rishi. And towards the end, Krishna requested Maitreya Rishi, Maitreya Rishi ji, I have my great devotee, staunch devotee, Vidura. I am leaving the planet, but unfortunately, to the end of time, I could not see him. Since many years, I have not seen my devotee, my great devotee, Vidura. So please, impart this knowledge to him. Please find out the whereabout of Vidura and this knowledge which I am imparting to, this should be imparted to Vidurji. So this is qualification of Maitreya Rishi. Such a personally educated by, instructed by Lord Krishna himself. So here Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj also talking about, because the conversation must be very sublime because the speaker was such a great personality, Maitreya Rishi. So after description of Maitreya Rishi, Parikshit Maharaj was talking about the listener, audience, Vidur. So about the Vidurji, Srimad Bhagavatam described Vidur was situated in the highest perfectional stage of devotional life, devotional service, prem. This was the Achyutta Bhava Siddham in Srimad Bhagavatam description about Uddhava. Achyutta means Krishna. Achyutta Bhava Siddham. He has obtained the highest perfectional stage in transcendence, in devotional service, in your spirituality. Achyutta Bhava Siddham. Besides Sau Silya Guna Bhitripta, Vidura has every single good qualities of gentleness, gentle in his personality. Achyutta Bhava Siddham. He was very much satiated with all good quality, gentleness, nobility, virtue, and also description about his fortune, Vidura. You know, in Vedic literature description, many people has personally fed Krishna. So Vidura is one of them. You know the very celebrated story, pastime described. Krishna came to Hastinapur as messenger of Maharaj Yudhishthir, just to appeal, implore, request Duryodhana, that Duryodhana should return Yudhishthir Maharaj kingdom, half kingdom to Yudhishthir Maharaj. However, that part will come. So, Duryodhana has arranged a royal feast in honor to Krishna. He wanted to feed Krishna with royal food. But Krishna did not accept Duryodhana's invitation. And directly Krishna went to the house of Vidurji. Krishna was not invited by Vidurji. Vidur was not aware of the present situation. He was knowing that Krishna came as an envoy, as a messenger in Hastinapur, in the capital city. Krishna did not accept the invitation of Duryodhana and directly he went to the house of Vidurji. Krishna was identifying the house of Vidurji as his own residence. So Krishna entered, Krishna came, and Krishna knocked the door. Is it working, this one? No, and he also shouted. Krishna was telling Krishna, wife of Vidurji, Chachi. Aunty kahte hain aap log. Chachi, what is the word for Chachi? Auntie, aunt or aunt. As soon as she heard the voice of Krishna, a thrill ran through all her body. She overwhelmed hearing the sound vibration vibrated by Krishna from outside the door. That time, wife of Vidurji, she was taking bath. She had not proper and enough cloth on her body. But she lost her mental equilibrium, lost the presence of mind. Immediately rushed towards the door and opened the door. And Krishna entered. When Krishna entered, she felt as illustrious moon personally has entered in her house. And she became overwhelmed with the joy. She embraced Krishna. She took Krishna in her lap and also smelled the head of hairs of Krishna. And same time, the wife of Vidurji stroked the hairs of Krishna. Krishna's face was right in the lap of the wife of Vidurji. She stroked her. At that time, Krishna addressed, spoke in very pity voice, very meek, Chachi, mujhe jor se bhook lagi hai. My dear aunt, I am hungry. I have not eaten since long hours. Of course, indeed, since morning, I have not taken any meal, any food. So immediately, of course, she was taking bath and there is no question of cooking. Cooking had not taken place. Nothing was cooked, anything there. Immediately, she rushed in the kitchen. And kitchen, nothing was cooked there. Only banana was cooked. Probably it was ekadasi. Nothing was there. Took the banana. And then started to feed Krishna. So he peeled the banana, taking out skin of banana. So out of extremely whelming bliss, she lost her presence of mind, equilibrium of mind, started to feed. So peeling, she was throwing through the inner part of banana, pulp of banana, and she started to feed the skin, peel of banana to Krishna. And Krishna was relishing. It seems that Krishna had never ever got this type of tasty, delicious food. He was relishing with such satisfaction. And she was feeding. And Krishna, it seemed as if Krishna had never ever got this type of delicious, tasty food. You know, make note that she was not giving Krishna the pulp part, inner part, eatable part, only peels, skin, chilke khila rahi. Krishna was relishing, enjoying, eating the food. At this time, you know, patram puspam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayakshati tadaham bhakti upahirtam asnami prayatatmana. So with love and devotion, she was feeding and Krishna was relishing the delicious taste of the peel, skin of banana. And all of a sudden, Vidura entered in the house, and as soon as Vidurji saw that drishya, the scene, immediately he became very much so. He could understand that she is feeding the skin of banana to Krishna. And he became very furious. Vidurji chastised her. What, pagli kahte, you crazy lady, what you are doing? What you are feeding? The darling son of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda used to feed Krishna. And you, today you are feeling this situation. And only then, wife of Vidurji came into the external consciousness. Otherwise, she was in meditation, she was in trance, she was samadhi, she was not knowing anything. Simply, she was feeding Krishna. At that point, she realized that she had not enough and proper even cloth. And also she realized that I was feeding skin of Panna. So become very much morose. Vidurji said, and then Vidurji practically snatched remaining banana from the hand of his wife, and he started to feed Krishna. Now, Vidurji, of course, started to throw the skin and pulp part, inner part, feeding. Krishna was relishing with the full satisfaction. But one point, Vidurji could realize that Krishna was more happy than this time, previously. When my wife was feeding Krishna, that time it appears that he was relishing and more pleasing way. And then Vidurji, of course, asked, my dear Krishna, these fruits, banana, nice, tasty, sweet. Then Krishna, very much, no comparison. But my auntie, when my chachi was feeding, those fruits were more sweet and even more tasty than this you are feeding. Maybe some other are. At that point, Vidura could understand. Immediately, he understood. Vidura was expert. Same banana he was feeding, not the other raw banana he had brought some other, but same bunch of banana was there and same. And she was feeding skin, giving, and I am giving pulp. And Krishna, they gave previous bananas, they were sweeter, more tasty than this one. And her wife, his wife, and then she started. So, see the glorious position of Vidurji. Here, Parikshit Maharaj, his question was about the conversation. The listener of conversation, she highly elevated personality. We can't imagine the highest perfectional stage in terms in bhakti of Vidurji. And Maitre to both. And then inquire about the subject matter of the topics. You can understand that. Speaker Maitre Rishi, Agadh Bodham, his wisdom, his knowledge, his depth of, length of, breadth of, breadth of his knowledge could not be measured. Agadha Bodham. Not only knowledge part, wisdom part, he personally had association of Krishna. Krishna has imparted confidential knowledge to Maitreya Rishi. Maitreya Rishi was ordered, requested by Krishna to impart this most confidential final instruction to Vidurji. तो सब नहीं अल्प अर्थ उदयम दे मस्ट हैव टॉक्ड सम सब्लाइम सब्जेक्ट मैटर देयर कुड नॉट बी इन स्मॉल लिटिल टाइनी इन मंडेन टॉपिक्स. सो परीक्षित महाराज वाज रिक्वेस्टिंग माय डियर सुखदेव गोस्वामी आई एम वेरी मच इनक्विजिटिव टू हियर दैट कन्वर्सेशन. So the question was kutra and kada, where this conversation took place, where did this conversation, celebrated conversation take place. The place wise description here. Dwari Dunadya Rishabha Sabhayam Maitreya Ma Sin Magad Bodham. Since Maitreya Rishi was requested by Krishna to find out the whereabout of Vidura, and Maitreya Rishi was supposed to impart this knowledge to Vidura. So Maitreya Rishi was searching Vidurji on the earthly planet. He could not find out. Towards the end, one day he was in Haridwar. Maitreyam Asinam Agadwari Dunadya. Maitreya Rishi was seated right on the bank of Ganga River, on the sands of Ganga River in Haridwar. Ganga was flowing, celestial Ganga. First Ganga flew in the mountain area and then climbed the plain, earthly plain area. There Maitreya Rishi was seated. Maitreya. And by great fortune, Vidura came there. And Vidurjisa. So place, Kutra, where this conversation took place, this conversation took place right on the bank of Ganga River. Ganga was flowing beside the Ganga water part, sand, clear sand was there. And there in the western bank of Ganga, Vidurja Maitreya Rishi was seated and came. Vidurji came there. So now, Kutra means where, which place. This conversation took place on the western bank of Ganga River in Haridwar. This verse talk, when. So, here Sukadeva Goswami describing. So this conversation took place after Mahabharata war. You know, there was jua, dyut krida between Yudhishthir Maharaj and Duryodhana. On behalf of Duryodhana, he was not expert enough in gambling. He has not gambling skill. So, his maternal uncle, Mama, Shakuni was playing. So, one side, Yudhishthir, innocent personality, he has no, somehow he has attraction for gambling match, for he has not expertise. She was not skilled in gambling match. However, he was very much easily cheated by Shakuni. Yudhishthir Maharaj lost his kingdom, lose kingdom, all every asset. And according to condition, he went to the forest for continuous 12 years. Yudhishthir Maharaj, along with his 5-4 brothers and Draupadi, lived in forest. And towards the end of 12 years, 13 years, living incognito, agyat was, and such a humiliating condition. All they were prince. Maharaj Yudhishthir was the son of Emperor Maharaj Pandu. But he was like a vidushak, like a joker for the king, servant of king. Not only one point, the king, Virat, hurt Yudhishthir Maharaj. Because Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was not knowing that this is Yudhishthir. Anyhow, towards the end, 13 years, Then there was a great assembly in Virat Nagar, the capital city of Virat. And there Draupadi father and Arjuna, Pandava father-in-law, Shasur, Draupada also came, and their great assembly. Then Krishna advised, Yudhishthira, my dear brother, now it is time. Send, you go and ask Duryodhana to return your kingdom, half kingdom to you. Asking, requesting, nothing is wrong. And then Draupada was there. Draupada told that I will send my messenger. I have a highly qualified, expert one, Brahmin. So I will send my Brahmin and he can implore, he can appeal Duryodhana to return the kingdom. But nothing happened. He, Brahmin, was not successful to convince Duryodhana to return his kingdom. Then, personally, Krishna took the role of a messenger, envoy, and Krishna came as a messenger of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And then Krishna requested Duryodhana. And again, when Krishna, when the citizen of the capital of Hastinapur, they heard that Krishna is coming. They heard about the imminent arrival of Krishna in Hastinapur. They felt like illustrious sun itself has entered the city. Everyone overwhelmed in the bliss to see Krishna, to hear Krishna. Throngs of people, throngs of citizens line up in the both sides of a street. And those who did not get the place in the street, they ran the rooftop especially to have a clear and better view of Krishna. And the whole city, from rooftop, Krishna was entering Hastinapur. The ladies of Hastinapur and gentlemen of Hastinapur, they're throwing flower, petals of flower on the street. And same time, the street was sprinkled with scented rose water. Krishna came. And then Krishna requested at that time, because Uddhavji very humbly requested Duryodhan, my dear Duryodhan. Because Duryodhan, he has decided that no, I will not give any kingdom, I will not return any kingdom to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Vidurji, everyone, Bhishma Pitamaha, Dronacharya, Arjuna, all the rishi, they have requested, but also Vidurji requested, my dear Duryodhana, I will not mourn when you die in the battlefield, but I mourn for your father, your parent, your blind parent, old and blind parent, father, Dhritarashtra, and your old, helpless, who ties blindfold on her eyes. I will mourn for them. You are talking about what will happen to them, where they will go, how they will survive. When all whole dynasty will be destroyed, what is the value of your war? When whole, do you wish to leave this type of legacy, gift behind you? What sin will every single member of the family, Pandavas and Kauravas, destroy? So please, return the kingdom. You please, he was requesting, hear the King Krishna and do accordingly. Honor Krishna. Of course, one point it was suggested that better you should wash the feet of Krishna when Krishna coming. You should, personally, you should take water in the water pot, you should wash. Bhadura, no, it will give a wrong impression. Krishna will think that he is washing my feet out of fear. So that I will not do. Vidurji, guys, my dear, you are a warrior, great person, no doubt, a big ruler. But you will do so, if you will hear Krishna, you will honor the wisdom of Krishna, you will honor all of us, and you will be glorious, you will never be any loser. So do it this one. But you know, incident, nothing work on Duryodhana. And Krishna requested, assembly, Krishna, so my dear Duryodhana, if rightful, honestly, you should return half kingdom to Maharaj Yudhishthir. This belongs to him, his kingdom. But if you can do only offer only five small villages, they are also Kshatriya. Some other, they have to earn their livelihood. They are Kshatriya. They can't accept any job, that other thing. Just give five small villages for five Pandavas. And the Duryodhana said, you are Krishna, you are talking about half kingdom, five villages. I would not give the land touched by the needle, not the whole, this type of needle, but the tip of Sui ke agrabhag par jitna bhoomi touch ki jati hai, utni bhoomi bhi mai tum un logon ko nahi dunga. I will not give the land touched by the tip of the needle. What to say, five village? They are Kshatriya. Why they are begging me? They should come forward and fight with him. Krishna said, okay, fine. It is decided. War. So this happened. Every attempt was frustrated. Dronacharya tried his level best. Bhishma Pitama, Vedvyasji, Dhaume, everyone tried to convince Vidur, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra. But and then, when Krishna left the assembly hall, then situation became very heavy. Now, everyone understand, every person could understand that now war is going to take place. And one, Mahabharata war will take place. The whole earthly planet was completely wiped out by the all the warriors. And then towards the end, finally, Dhritarashtra was very much frustrated. He was knowing that my son, they are irreligious, they will destroy. Pandava is a waste, the archer of the planet. Arjuna is there. He has celestial dhanush, bow, Gandhi, blessed by personally by Lord Shiva. So everything will be destroyed. And then he called for consultation. This talks about towards this way. Yada pahuto. Again, in order to settle this situation, what my Dhritarashtra, Purvajena, elder brother of Vidurji, Dhritarashtra called Mantraya. Why he called? Shaman Vidurji for Mantraya. For Mantra means for consultation. in this particular situation, what we should do. First, he invited, called, summoned, Vidurji came, Bhavanam Pavrishta. Vidurji was invited, Vidurji was requested, called by elder brother, and then Yada Upahutaha, when he was called, then Bhavanam Pravishta, he entered in the palace. Yatha, then Vidurji had given instruction. That part is called Vidur Niti. Yatha Aha Tan Mantra Disham, who was expert in consultation. Yan Mantrino Vaidurikam Badanti, that instruction imparted by Vidurji to Dhritarashtra, that instruction is called Vaidurikam. Related to instruction imparted by Vidurji, in brief called Vidur Niti. So this verse talks about Vidurji, what he did, a long, very big subject matter. But certainly, very nice. Prabhupada in purpose talked about the political suggestion by Vidurji, are known as expert, highly valuable instruction he has given. And Prabhupada remember the politician. What he said? Pandit? Chanakya Pandit. Modern age, Chanakya Niti. Chanakya talk about his moral instruction, political instruction, and same time, economic instruction, arthashastra. Very, very celebrated. Today, modern society economy, based on founder of this modern, even now, modern economic situation is the best. All the principle is provided but given by Vidurji. That arthashastra, Kautilya, Kautilya, his other name, Kautilya arthashastra. So this verse, Sukadeva Goswami describing that towards the end, when everything frustrated, Vidur was invited by his elder brother, Purvaj. Purvaj means who has taken before. Vidurji, they had three brothers. Eldest was Dhritarashtra, second Pandu, and third was Vidurji. So we will talk, I think, it is over. So if you have any question or comment, please remember. Yadahapu. And this very Yado Pahuto Bhavanam Parvishto, when Vidur was requested, asked by his elder brother, Vidurji entered in the palace, and then that time Vidurji has imparted some instructions, some suggestions, some advice. That part of advice is called Vaidurikam Vidur Niti. Theek hai, any question or comment? Okay.
What was the effect on Dhritarashtra when
he later part described. When Vidurji was giving instruction, imparting suggestion, all the palace members were seated, and also Duryodhan came, and immediately when he heard that Vidurji in favor of returning kingdom, immediately he practically, you can grab the neck of Vidurji and threw out from the door and said, "You serpent, You are the maid servant, son of maid servant. He's insulted back and forth. And that point, Vidura left the capital, left the Hastinapur, and went in the pilgrimage. During the Mahabharata war, he was not present. He was traveling here and there. So, though other people very much accepted, but for Vidurji, he was thrown out from the kingdom, from the capital. You can't leave. He told me, you only thing, you can't take anything from the Hastinapur. Only one thing you can take, breathe. Hava. Just not anything, any money or any cloth, anything. Just whatever cloth in your body, that much. And additional thing, what you can take? Ear. You are free. As much you are trying to inhale, go out. So, although he, very nice instruction, but it did not work, did not appeal to Duryodhana. And he was thrown out. This happened. How come that such a great personality, innocent personality, saintly personality, about such a decent personality, all decency was existing in the personality of Yudhishthira Maharaj, such a innocent religion. Of course, he was a son of dharma. How come that he was engaged in gambling? Char niyam mana hai na? Such a great and of course he was. How come that he could wait his wife? She was not any asset. Like कोई धन तो नहीं थी, she was a living personality person, such a injustice he could bet कहते ना, दाव लगा, he lost even. So question is how that such a अजात शत्रु, one name of Yudhishthira Maharaj, अजात शत्रु, in his opinion. In his mind, not even a single enemy has taken birth on earthly planet. Though Duryodhana and company gave hard torture, everything that, how they tortured Yudhishthira Maharaj. But Yudhishthira Maharaj never ever considered any person, including Duryodhana, as his enemy. He was sincere, well, Visar. Yudhishthira Maharaj was sincere, well, visar of all living entities. How come that such a decent personality, such a good personality, such a innocent personality, such a virtuous personality could do this, engage in gambling, such a lost his presence of mind that he bet his own wife in the gambling and lost. Question is quite clear. This question is such a sublime that if you could understand, appreciate the question, you will become completely self-realized person. And I feel myself as a dwarf answering this question. There is a dwarf If I can do, but my attempt would be similar to as a dwarf trying to touch, reach moon with his own finger, his hand. So, however, the question, please contemplate, think, this. Let this question haunt in your mind. By the simply thinking about this question, you will get the perfectional stage in self-realization. Not only self-realization, rather you can get the what we call perfectional stage in spontaneous attraction for Krishna. So, ek tarah se hum uttar nahi de rahe hain, just I am simply elaborating, appreciating this glorious, sublime, authentic question. Baad mein kahi vyaktigat roop se charcha karna. Anything other than that. Theek hai to. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.